Surf school. Look, I'll be frank. I have no idea what people are on about. No clue whatsoever, right? Yeah. In the sense that, this is obviously a comedy, right? So I don't know what people are expecting, and some sort of sense, you know. One of the supposed critiques, reviews, said that the ad was from American Pie, and I guess what movie doesn't, I suppose you could say, made after it, I guess, obviously there's, you cannot say so, something that came before, I guess, that blows from it, but, look, I don't get it. I mean, in my opinion, it was actually more entertaining than American Pie. I mean, American Pie, you get what? Just someone literally trying to fuck a pie. And this is supposed to be the pinnacle of sex comedy? I mean, if that's the pinnacle, then, it's a very, very small pinnacle, very small peak. In relevant terms, very small. Anyway, I'm just saying. Look, I was entertained by Surf School, okay? I just cannot believe I need to, I'm not trying to, terribly emphasize this or anything, but I just like the whole dynamic sort of thing, everything that happened. It's quite entertaining. I don't know what other people expected there. And while there were, a few moments that were meant to be disgusting, when it comes to, They all sort of do, which is annoying. These movies are just annoying. I mean, American Pie had it as well, especially in the the third movie, where the wedding cake and everything. I don't know why they do it when they try to elicit disgust. This wasn't as bad though, it seemed to me, and didn't last very long either. Anyway, as long as it doesn't last, I guess. In some other sex comms, it does last a bit longer, like in, for example, College, from 2008, it does last a bit longer. Even then, it was still, mindless entertainment, maybe. But yeah, I mean, I was entertained by Surf School. It's just about some people, they are all sort of, they are stereotypical, as you could say, and everything and such, but, it's all sort of well meant, I suppose you could say. I mean, just the whole thing, obviously, even the supposed rivalry they have there between them, it's just some nonsense, for the sake of comedy, so nothing serious. And, ultimately, though, is it funny, I mean, obviously, comedy is subjective, but I found it funny. I especially found funny, which is ironic, because apparently the actor himself doesn't care about the movie. I especially found funny, the character of the, surf teacher. I mean, I'm just saying, this was actually the second time I've watched this movie. Prior, I watched it about 6 or 7 years ago, and I swear though, the one instance where I realized that I was watching a movie that I already watched, because as it happens, I didn't quite make the realization before. There's always this bit, until this bit though, I just didn't even realize. I thought it was just a new movie. The bit where he grabs that comb from within his hair, I'm just saying, that's just inherently funny, isn't it? The whole his whole lazy personality is just brilliant. It's a bit weird. I don't know, maybe he was in much better movies, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's still a fairly funny movie, in my opinion. I'm not saying, it's like a masterpiece or anything, but as far as comedy goes, it's fine, really. It's certainly worse, certainly worse.